All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
One.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. And building off the monologue I have done, flag that Doug and I have talked about, it's really starting to take shape. And Doug and I have kind of thrown things back and forth. I was getting information from one of my best time sources and then a couple of confirmations. And Doug was predicting Pulse Flag's crazy, and today is suspicious for me. So this is what we're going to focus on. We're going to look at the war stories here and let you guys be the judge. But let me just say this. The Republicans are putting the omnibus bill through the Senate, which means it can't be turned around and, later on afterwards it gets pitched for people. And a bunch of Republicans, they are disloyal to the United States. They are Democrats. Let me tell you this. Right now, both parties are bad. Both parties. Not that there's not some good people in the parties are in the Republican Party, but their leadership is totally controlled by evil people. So having said that, let's proceed forward. Doug Tolbert here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Former contractor. He's lived in that world. This is helping him understand what's going on. He also was a combat Marine. And, ladies and gentlemen, he was most recently an officer with DHS. He fought against Antifa, been on the border. So he brings lots of experience to the table. And this is going to be one hell of a show. But before we join Doug real quick, I just want to say real briefly, getting food is becoming increasingly problematic, and you've only seen the beginning. The pretty soon, as Dane Wigington just said yesterday, the only food you're going to have access to is the food that's in your home. That's where this is headed. You need to get storable food and put it in your home. My Patriot Supply, $250 off the 3-month emergency special. I think you need more than that, so you can order in increments of 3 months. And all the things we've talked about with the food, it's top quality with regard to storable food, 2,000 calories per day. Listen, there's no choice to be made now. It's time. You go knock on your neighbor's door, it's going to be too late. So go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And along those lines, I'm going to throw this out at you real quickly here. You need water filters. They're already talking roving blackouts this winter. Oh, we cannot pollute the environment. We've got to shut the energy down, and we're going to sacrifice the nation, just like Europe is, on the altar of the green climate cult. And so do you have water filtration you can depend on? Because you may have to scavenge for water if the grid stays down long enough. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is number one. They have not raised prices. They have a special. All your information is available at waterwithdave.com. So the food, foodwithdave.com, the water, filtration, waterwithdave.com. That's where you need to go. Doug, you called it, my friend. You called it. You have been saying for months, the Democrats are in trouble. They need to have a false flag. People are waking up around the nation and the world. And you called it. You want to start with that advisory?
All right. So we can start with my favorite thing to talk about, my former agency, Homeland Security. They have a new summary of terrorism threats to the United States. So as President Trump would say, stand back and stand by. I'm sure that just put me on a watch list, right? This was issued November 30th. Let's go. The United States remains in a heightened threat environment. Lone offenders and small groups motivated by a range of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances continue to pose a persistent and lethal threat to the homeland. Domestic actors and foreign terrorist organizations continue to maintain a visible presence online in attempts to motivate supporters to conduct attacks in the homeland. Threat actors have recently mobilized to violence, citing factors such as reactions to current events and adherence to violent extremist ideologies.
In other words, we speak up against stolen elections. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I every time I see Homeland, I want to say the fatherland at this point.
You know, that was my first reaction when Homeland came online. And then I found out that the founder was Marcus Wolf, and he was paid $5 million. And he used to be the head of the East German Stasi.
Yep. Yep. No similarities, though. No similarities there.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue. In the coming months, they're predicting this. As I have been saying, wait for the false flag. Wait for the terrorist attack. Listen to this. Yeah. In the coming months, threat actors could exploit several upcoming events to justify or commit acts of violence, including certifications related to the midterm elections, the holiday season, and associated large gatherings. The marking of 2 years since the breach of the United States Capitol on January 6, 2021, and potential socio-political developments connected to ideological beliefs or personal hostility. Targets of potential violence include public gatherings, faith-based institutions, the LGBTQI plus community. They just keep adding acronyms to this. Schools, racial and religious minorities, government facilities and personnel, U.S. critical infrastructure, the media, and perceived ideological opponents.
Let me put myself in the bullseye, okay? Let me take just a second here. I'm speaking to the Arizona Tea Party coming up later this month, and they're huge supporters of Carrie Lake, victim of the stolen election for the governor's race. And I am gathering information, Homeland Security. I actually interviewed people who were disenfranchised by their BS election in Maricopa County, and that's ground zero. And I'll get into my part of this a little bit later, but I just want to say this. I am going to do everything I can do to canvass Maricopa County to get people to come forward and overwhelm the courts with the evidence that the votes were suppressed for Republicans. It was done in Republican areas with a breakdown of the machines. So take that, Homeland. Yours truly is putting something out every day on this, and I'm working with various local groups in the Phoenix metro area, and we're going to have an avalanche of people come forward, and you won't be able to stop it. So kick in my door, FBI, that's fine, but I will not desist. I'm going forward, and this election was stolen, and I'm not going to stand for it, and I'm going to politically drive these criminals from power. Notice I said politically. Is that now a crime? Might be.
Well, and also want to state that we here at the Intel Report do not promote physical violence. We don't promote the
No, we never have.
No, we don't promote the attacking of ideological, political, race-based or sexual orientation-based attacks either. You know, that's not what we do. We're talking about the gathering of intelligence and basing our parameters of our research, and we're exposing what's happening, but also pointing to future events, right? As Dave and I have said all the time, we are connecting events with narratives to next events. Now, let me continue here for a second. There's additional information on this. All right, there's some key factors. One, several recent attacks, plots, and threats of violence demonstrate the continued dynamic and complex nature of the threat environment in the United States. Some domestic violent extremists who have conducted attacks have cited previous attacks and attackers as inspiration. Following the late November shooting in Colorado Springs, which remains under investigation, we have observed attackers on forums known to post racially or ethnically motivated violent extremist content praising the alleged attacker. Similarly, Some domestic violent extremists in the United States praised an October 2022 shooting at another LGBTQI plus bar in Slovakia and encouraged additional violence. The attacker in Slovakia posted a manifesto online espousing white supremacist beliefs and his admiration for prior attackers, including some within the United States. Recent incidents have heightened, this is point number two, recent incidents have heightened the enduring threat to faith-based communities, including the Jewish community. In early November 2022, an individual in New Jersey was arrested for sharing a manifesto online that threatened the attacks on synagogues. The individual admitted to writing the document, in which he claimed to be motivated by the Islamic State of Iraq and Asham, which is ISIS, and hatred towards Jewish people. While violence, point three, while violence surrounded the November midterm elections was isolated, we remain vigilant that heightened political tensions in the country could contribute to individuals mobilizing to violence based on personalized grievances. Over the past few months, we observed general calls for violence targeting elected officials, candidates, and ballot drop box locations. In October 2022, in San Francisco, California, an individual allegedly broke into the home of a member of Congress and attacked their spouse with a hammer. The individual arrested for this crime was allegedly inspired by partisan grievances and conspiracy theories.
Doug, let me interrupt this, okay? Because I know where you're building. I just got to say this. The BS is dripping off those pages. The man who attacked Pelosi's husband was mentally ill. He is a leftist. That's been established. He's a Marxist. That's a bunch of crap. The person who attacked the gay club in Colorado Springs, I'm sorry, people who are gay, I don't mean to show you disrespect. I'm just not sure how you want me to refer to it, because I do not condone that action whatsoever in any shape or form. But the person who conducted the attack called himself non-binary. Non-binary. Right. He identifies with them ideologically by his own self-description. Okay, although them being the people of that club certainly weren't into violence or sanctioning violence. This guy was a nutcase. He was not right-wing conservative. That's a lie, Doug. That's an absolute lie.
Well, he's what we call a lone wolf attacker.
Yeah,
and exactly. I've been schooled on this for a decade. Why aren't we talking about lone wolf attackers anymore? Now everything is ideologically based to one group or the other, but they'll never say leftist. They'll never say Democratic. But yet, once again, we're just going to glaze over the fact that for a couple years from 2016 to 2022, you had attacks from Antifa against everybody. Everybody. Black Lives Matter trying to burn down churches. In Canada, you had 30 churches were burned down? Where is the providence for that? DHS, Department of Justice, White House, do you not care about Christians? The answer is no.
No, they don't.
They don't. They do not. And I'm not going to say they condone the attacks, but I mean, come on, man.
They go after people who pray in front of abortion centers and throw them in jail, particularly when they're pastors.
Obviously.
But people who firebomb pregnancy crisis centers or giving women a second chance, putting kids up for adoption, those places when they're firebombed or spray painted or vandalized in some fashion, they do nothing. There hasn't been one investigation from the DOJ or the FBI in those events. So I'm going to go further and say they condone it by their non-action and their failure to do their fiduciary duty to the citizens of the United States.
Yep. Absolutely. And here's another thing that I called that did happen. Remember, back in the summer, I said, look out and be expecting the white powder envelopes to be delivered to candidates. Did happen.
Carrie Lake.
Yep. Now, this is coming from DHS, everything I'm reading. Several elected officials, candidates, and political organizations received threatening letters with suspicious powders, which, while found not to be dangerous or toxic, were likely intended to target the political process. Voting for the midterm elections has concluded, but certifications for some elections will continue through December 2022, and some social media users have sought to justify the use of violence in response to perceptions that the midterm elections were fraudulent, citing technical difficulties at voting sites and delays in certifications.
Yeah, and what they just said there was a gloss over.
Obviously.
70 out of 200, a small number in the 200s, of voting machines, tabulators in Maricopa County went down. They're not interconnected, and they went down at the same time, despite the fact that the county supervisors say, oh, we tested it at 5 p.m. the day before. So 14 hours later, they go down in heavy Republican areas. And I'm going to say this, the Treasury election for Kimberly Yee, who won as a Republican, her election against her opponent got 100,000 more votes than Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs in the governor's election. There was over 100,000 more votes. In other words, they stole 100,000 votes from Carrie Lake. No one votes for the treasurer and then forgets to vote for the governor. Who are they kidding? So when these jackasses write these reports and they say, oh, people are going to complain about the election. Hey, it's in the open. It's not a theory. These are facts. This is what happened. There are people that stood in line for 3 hours, and then it was 7 p.m. and they were sent home. And that's in the hundreds at one center. So don't give me this bullshit, FBI. Okay, that, hey, we're looking at this and we're looking at that. People that complain about the elections. Yeah, well, we're complaining about you because you guys facilitate election fraud by not investigating it.
Well, you know, eventually somebody's got to get out and actually do their job.
Well, right. They are doing their job. Their job is to turn this country into a Bolshevik communist state and do away with the Constitution.
I mean, that would be the perception, wouldn't it?
I think it's more than a perception at this point. You look at Joe Biden. His entire mission is to take this country down. He'll go buy oil from terrorist nations like Iran and Venezuela, but we can't drill ourselves, bankrupting the American people, bankrupting our economy, and everything he touches turns to excrement. Everything fails. You don't get it wrong that many times and not have it be deliberate.
Well, here's the next point that the National Terrorism Advisory System put out. Perceptions of government overreach continue to drive individuals to attempt to commit violence targeting government officials and law enforcement officers.
No, that's bullshit. We want to change the politicians so we can get rid of the bureaucracy that's criminal, like the FBI.
And once again, lone wolf attackers needs to be expressed here.
There you go.
In August 2022, an individual wearing body armor armed with a firearm and a nail gun, what an idiot, attempted to forcibly enter the Cincinnati, Ohio field office of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Mm-hmm. When uniformed officers responded, the individual fled the scene, resulting in a pursuit and eventual shots fired by responding officers. In the days preceding the attack, the individual called on others to acquire weapons and kill federal law enforcement, claiming he felt he was fighting in a civil war. Some domestic violent extremists have expressed grievances based on perceptions that the government is overstepping its constitutional authorities or failing to perform its duties. Historically, issues related to immigration and abortion have cited prior attackers as an inspiration for violence. Potential changes in border security enforcement policy and increase in non-citizens attempting to enter the U.S. or other immigration-related developments may heighten these calls for violence.
Yes.
So, and then it goes on to how they're responding and how, you know, more or less the government is going to spy on you for every chance they get. And if you see something, say something and spy on your neighbor and all that good stuff. You know, Dave, it's getting to the point where we're not surprised at what's happening anymore. You know, we're not really aghast at the actions that are being taken anymore.
No, we're not.
You know, if anything, I will say this, if anything, we are appalled at the lack of action and the lack of overreach from this government, who is attempting to violate constitutional rights, who is attempting to have a coup against the Constitution. I'm not afraid to say that. It's my First Amendment right to. But you have people who don't want your First Amendment right. They definitely don't want your Second Amendment. They don't care for you to have a speedy trial. They don't want you to have a Fourth Amendment. What are we as America supposed to do? Sit back and allow our country to be taken back over? You know, I mean, we fought a bloody war for many years against a tyrannical government. And now it seems our government has decided to go back into the past beyond the forefathers and go back to England. I mean, honestly, what are we supposed to do, Dave?
Well, what we're supposed to do is to get such overwhelming numbers that they can't steal enough votes to steal another election. We need to engage in recall elections where those states' constitutions allow this. We need to make sure we have every witness who was voter suppressed or didn't have their vote counted. That's huge in Maricopa County right now. You can track your ballot, and I know at least a dozen people personally whose ballot has not yet been counted, and it's 3.5 weeks since the election. So we need to gather massive numbers of people, launch lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit, and when the judges go against us, expose them for their criminality so they can be voted out. We need to mount as much political pressure as possible. Now, the way I'm talking here, I'm talking about First Amendment right for political action, but yet today that's domestic terrorism. It's guaranteed right under our Constitution, but the Merrick Garland says, well, that's domestic terrorism. You can't take action against people who steal elections.
I just think that we are, I don't know, man, I don't want to sound defeated to this extent, but I think we're finally going to have to acknowledge we've lost control of our control of the government. We don't have it anymore. And, you know, McConnell, McCarthy, Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Harris, these are all traitors. They're known traitors now. Just the act of saying that would, I guess, put me in the same line as a seditionist now, according to this government and how they will prosecute people. You know, I don't know, Dave. I don't have anything good to say. I have nothing good to say about this government. You know, and I know there's a lot of people who listen to us. We're not trying to be naysmiths over here. But you have to see the incoming danger that is going to be occurring between now and 2024. All right. Today is December 1st, 2022. Between now and 2024, expect a world war, a world economic depression, famine on the worldwide stage, pandemic again on the worldwide stage, civil conflict happening in dozens of different countries, to probably include a couple first world and second world countries, to include the United States. That's what I see coming. And I think between now and, let's just say, spring, there's going to be at least one terrorist attack that'll be blamed on the right. There'll be some sort of a cyber attack that'll be the excuse for this administration to go to the digital dollar, and you will all be forced to get into that line, and there's no way around it. That is my worst case scenario. Doesn't mean it's just a prediction, doesn't mean it's going to happen, but as I go to strategize and plan this out in my head, that's what makes sense to me. Do you have any different opinions?
I couldn't agree with you more. We're talking about political remedies made available to us by our Constitution, but the other side's not going to see it that way. They'll try to bootstrap that. Oh, they're going to be violent. No, we're going to vigorously pursue every legal avenue available to us to rid ourselves of the Bolshevik communists who've taken over our country. There's something else, and I'm going to throw this out there. I have good sources. Doug has really good sources. And one of my good sources is an old DEA guy, and I'm not going to get any more specific than that, but he's, other than to say we've known each other for 9 years, and everything he's ever given me has been right on the money. He tells me, he says, well, you know why Katie Hobbs had to win? She's funded by George Soros and China. And I said, I'm aware of that. $2 million from George Soros in the 2020 election when she was elected Secretary of State. She had to win because they're bringing in a second pandemic. And listen, I'm telling you, I'm getting it from some of the horses' mouths. We have firsthand information on this. And I'm not going to name the number of people because I know a lot of people are going to listen to this and look internally. And I'm not going to fry my sources. But I'm telling you, it's not going to be long until this leaks out. It's not going to just be Dave Hodges. That what we're looking at now is the release of a second pandemic. They want to bring in aerosolized peptides. They want to bring in a way to attack the blood supply with viral and let it spread that way. And in fact, it's interesting that today, gay and bisexual men are now been approved to give blood by the FDA. How coincidental is that on the same day I get this information? And then also, too, they're bringing in bioagents through the border. And let me tell you how they're doing it. There's a program I reported on yesterday. It's a covert program that just became public. So this is not conspiracy theory stuff. This is publicly available information. Your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, are paying for selected migrants that are picked by progressive Mexican immigrant groups supported by American taxpayer money to select migrants so they don't have to go through any vetting, which there really isn't any. They don't have to deal with the cartels. They go through legitimate ports of entry, and your taxpayer money is paying for these people to be transported to a home and have a job to go to, and yet they're fully illegal. Fully illegal. Now you're saying, Dave, how would they get the pathogens through the border? And I'm telling you, that's the way they're going to do it. I had this confirmed today, and that's why I ran the story yesterday about this program that Biden's running with taxpayer money. That's an impeachable offense. He's breaking the law with taxpayer money. But they are going to bring a second pandemic. Now, let me go to Arizona real quick. I'm going to publish this probably sometime this weekend. Arizona law regarding medical martial law. And it's never been used, but it is draconian as hell. It's the same as China. They can haul you out of your home and disappear you in a COVID camp, but it's really a concentration camp. And I'm going to publish the A through the Z of this. It's public statute, so people can go and validate that it exists. And Katie Hobbs has had to be elected. They had to steal the election so she can be at ground zero of the medical martial law that will sweep this country. This is going to start in Arizona, is what I've been told by my DEA source and three other people. And Katie Hobbs is going to be the one that implements it. She's busy right now misusing her Secretary of State position. She's still the Secretary of State in Arizona in charge of elections. She refused to recuse herself. And now she's launching lawsuits against county commissioners and threatening them with prison if they don't certify the election. And these people are investigating election wrongdoing on the part of the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans. And so she's misusing her office, and they're trying to hurry up and certify this election that they stole. They stole the attorney general's position, and they stole the governor's position, and they've got what they need to start medical martial law, and it's going to be foreign workers they bring in. And this is something Celeste Solomon and I covered for a couple of years now, and I covered it first time back in about 2008. It's called EFS 8 through 14. It's Human Health Services, and their partner in this is the UN, and they say right in this legislation, federal legislation now, that they can bring in UN under emergency provisions. But here's the interesting thing. They talk about all the details of the camps, really interesting, and all these details come out. This is how they're going to feed them. This is how they're going to house them, blah, 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 blah. They never tell you how they're going to dispose of dead bodies, like no one will ever die in captivity. But what's really interesting about this, people, is there were 17 federal agencies connected to this event with HHS, and not one of them is a medical agency. No Doctors Without Borders, no CDC, no National Institute of Health. It's all DHS, FBI, CIA. I could go on and on and on, but there's not one medical. So they're going to whisk you away because you are a problem health-wise. You're contagious. And they're acting upon an executive order issued by Obama, and I believe it was 2009, that allows you to basically be taken away if you have asthma. If you're short of breath, if you sneeze, that's enough to get you snatched. And so the combination of Katie Hobbs and the Arizona medical emergency laws that turn into martial law with foreigners is going to be combined with HHS and the EFS legislation from 8 through 14. And this is how they're going to lock us down. It's going to start in Arizona. This is why Arizona was the center of a massive election fraud. In fact, people are telling me now that know how to read the machines and they know how they're weighted, that Carrie Lake actually won 67% of the vote. And in Maricopa County, she won 74% of the day walk-in vote. That's why they had to lose 100,000 votes in Maricopa County so she wouldn't be elected. They could never do this with her as the governor. And this is what's coming next, folks. They need to lock us down because there's riots in China. There's riots in Europe. There's some riots in Africa. Okay, people are standing up all across the country right now. Brazil's on the edge of a civil war over a stolen election. And the people are waking up and the globalists are panicked. And Doug was saying, well, we're going to have a false flag. We're going to have a false flag. He's right. He just read to you a press release on this. I'm telling you the details on how it's going to happen. Doug, your comment, please.
Well, I mean, currently the Biden administration is even refusing to comment on what's happening in China.
Exactly.
Refusing. But we will hee and haw and jump up and down for Zelensky, and we'll ignore Nazism.
Mm-hmm.
God forbid we have turned into the country that we feared, our forefathers feared we would turn into. I mean, you cannot take a look at China and the disparaging life that the Chinese people have to live through literal draconian laws, and then say, now we're not going to comment on it. You know, I mean, if this happened under Trump and Trump refused to talk about the way that Xi Jinping was treating his people, Joe Biden, Obama, and all these other idiots would be all over Trump for malfeasance, for not caring about humanitarian relief. Dave, we have gone into wars with other countries for less than what has been happening in China. China has concentration camps. Tens of thousands of people in those concentration camps. And they're organ harvested. The whole world knows. The whole world. You mean to tell me that China, who abducts its own citizens based off of political dissidents, and then also off of religious beliefs, and then forcibly, while people are alive, rips their bodies open and rips out the organs to sell it on the black market. And you're meaning to tell me that Vladimir Putin is more dangerous? That MAGA is more dangerous? Where are the State Department advisory warnings for don't travel to China if you want to keep your kidneys? We used to have those type of advisories for people going to Mexico. Hey, by the way, you could get abducted and have your kidneys cut out in a hotel room. Don't go to these 90% parts of Mexico, but not a peep. What do you think about that, Dave? Why would they say that? Is it because they're protecting the masters that bought them?
Well, yes, the Biden crime family is being blackmailed by China. They're into them for millions of dollars. Tony Bobulinski has nailed this. The FBI interviewed him once. They didn't go back twice because he gave too good of information. They're also being blackmailed by Ukraine, the big guy, as they've heard. They're both being compromised. Mitch McConnell's wife, and I've said this a million times, his wife, her parents control the six major ports in China, and Mitch McConnell makes between $20 to $30 million a year off this endeavor. He is a total sellout, a total traitor. He sabotaged 8 Republican races in the midterm. He met with Schumer, and this is actually on CNN, and they conspired to get rid of MAGA Republicans in the Senate. They don't want America First people. And this was true in Maricopa County, where their Republicans are on the take. The Maricopa County Republicans actually belong, these leadership in Maricopa County supervisors, they belong to a super PAC called Patriot Takes. And the purpose of this super PAC is to get rid of Arizona First candidates by any means necessary. So people say, well, the county supervisors wouldn't steal the election in Maricopa County. They're Republicans. No, they're not. They're elitists who are controlled by the same people that control the Democrats. There's no difference, Doug. Absolutely none.
Well, and, you know, right now we have the Capitol and a report coming from the lawmakers that are investigating FTX that also were part of the benefactors from that company. Senator Braun, who is responding to all these anti-CCP protests, we have to understand that with the rail shutdown, that will not be averted. I don't care what they say, the rail shutdown is still going to affect us and cost us billions of dollars. We are so busy playing petty politics that we're setting our nation on fire, and we're just throwing the fire extinguisher in the garbage. I don't know, Dave. I don't have a very good answer. I keep looking at the crypto. Crypto still isn't doing any good. I don't think it's going to have a comeback, not the way that we all hope it would. And I hope anyone who's listening, if you do have crypto, you may want to talk to Dave about how to relocate your assets, because now might be the time before you lose it all. Dave, you got any advice for people on that?
I do. In fact, one of our sponsors, and I'm going to just give a shameless plug here for him. I'm a customer of Noble Gold. Now, I got to make this statement. Past earnings are no reflection of future earnings, and any investment requires a risk. Now, having said that, ladies and gentlemen, Noble Gold will diversify your assets. They will take your IRA and 401k away from the bank, because the bank can keep it if it wants, and if the bank starts to falter, you've lost your IRA or 401k. In fact, Biden has designs on retirements. That's another show for another time. So they can convert it at Noble Gold, your IRA or 401k, into gold-backed. You own it, and gold's held its value for 6,000 years. They'll also get you into silver, because right now silver is the darling mineral for the new Green Deal. So it's underpriced, undervalued, so it's a good way to make money. I could go on and on. Noble Gold, there's a reason I became a customer. They're not just a good company. They have diversified me to the point where I can survive a collapse of the dollar to a large extent. Now, we can't escape failure through our country indefinitely. But let's put it this way. I don't have all my eggs in one basket. I don't have the banks determining my future. I have operating capital, and that's what I recommend people do. By the way, if you want to get a hold of Noble Gold, they'll send you an information packet, and that's the easiest way to start. GoldBeforeLate.com. That's GoldBeforeLate.com. And they'll send you something out, but you'll have to call them, because they are not high-pressure salesmen. In fact, you have to close the deal. That shocked me the first time I did business with them when I bought gold. To answer Doug's question even further, though, not just Noble Gold does such a great job, but you need to take control of your situation by getting food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And that's just the first blush of what you need. If you're deficient in any of those areas, the government has you where you want, and you'll be begging for a FEMA camp with the hope that you and your family will get fed. But I'm telling you, they're going to be extermination camps. And I know this sounds extreme, but when I publish the information that is associated with Arizona medical martial law, and then I republish what I've done with HHS and Celeste, you're going to say, holy crap, Dave, there's too much there. Doug, I want to say something else, too. Crash of FTX. Okay, I'm going to give these politicians like Mitch McConnell, who took $2.5 million. Isn't it funny that they gave $35 million, $39 million to Democratic candidates in the campaign from FTX, but but they only gave it to some Republicans like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and Rona McDaniel, the head of the RNC. Gee, I wonder why they would do that, because they're working for the Democrats. But Doug, listen to this. I know that they killed FTX because they tried to conceal the Democratic payouts. That missing Pentagon money, I've been told twice in the last 2 days, which you brought up on a previous show, Doug. I've been told twice in the last 2 days that money, a lot of it went to Ukraine. It was siphoned off for black operations, but some of it was commingled with FTX money that went to Democratic campaigns. Total fascism, totally illegal, total embezzlement. But remember, 60% of the assets of the Pentagon in their budget cannot be accounted for. And so that was one purpose. They killed FTX, but they didn't kill it in time until that information came out. But I believe there's a second purpose. I've been associated with digital companies like Bitcoin, crypto, and so forth, and they're reputable. But right now, the whole industry is under attack. The reputation's in the toilet. Crypto is failing, and I don't know if it's coming back. I hope it does, because there is some reputable companies. But here's the deal. I think FTX's main purpose was not just to get Democrats elected. I think their purpose was to kill crypto. So when Biden acts on Executive Order 14067, that crypto bringing in from the government, which is really Chinese social credit system with extreme surveillance and extreme punishments, they won't have any competition. People can't turn to alternative forms of Bitcoin or crypto to escape what Biden wants to bring in. So, Doug, I haven't got to talk to you about that, but I've been busy today talking to a lot of people, and that's my considered opinion, is FTX was designed to ruin the crypto industry entirely, so Biden will have a clear shot at crypto, shall we say, Chinese social credit.
Yeah, there can't be any challengers to it. And that's why I'm in fear for anyone who has Bitcoin. I think the government... And it's not like they haven't said this. They said they want to regulate. They want to regulate Bitcoin. They want to regulate any type of crypto. At that point in time, it's not private anymore. At that point in time, it's not worth it anymore. Once they start to regulate it, they will collect tax on everything, and then they'll control it. And I think that's, once again, why I keep saying we are looking at the infrastructure of the Antichrist being created before our very eyes.
I totally agree with that.
There's a lot of speculation right now about the attacks on the Second Amendment. Currently, let's talk about this. Biden said that anyone who owns a semi-automatic weapon is sick. Now, this guy said that while being surrounded by semi-automatic weapons, and some of them that go to full auto. When you have the people who rule your country, who don't want you to eat where they do, who don't want you to go to where they go, who are only invited to elite parties that the rest of us are never invited to, who don't want you to have weapons, but they can, where do you think that type of society will end up?
The same place as a society that goes, that kills free speech, totalitarian, persecutory. And here's the deal. Totalitarian regimes, Doug, have two things in common. One of them, they must suppress free speech so people can't share their ideas, organize against evil. And the second thing is they believe they're right, and the ends justifies the means, which is how you have purges. I'm talking genocides of civilian populations.
Well, let's talk about a purge. What do you think comes first for this purge to start? What would your best guess be?
Well, this is what I was told by people I've talked to about the Arizona situation. I've been told that first they'll lock everybody down, mandatory masks, the whole nine yards that we've been through before. But actually, this pandemic will actually be more lethal, will attack children, won't just be elderly people with comorbid conditions. So that's one thing. So where will it go? If you resist, desist, if you insist on countering the government, they're going to come and get you. And they will say, well, it's for COVID. And they'll take you to a camp and you'll never be heard from again. That's my belief.
You know, this whole talk of the pandemic, the reason why I don't fly in airplanes anymore.
Go ahead. Yeah, we talked about this the other day. Go ahead and share what you told me.
Well, just remember whenever all the people from Africa were coming over here with Ebola and nobody knew it. Well, we, at least in the government, knew that Ebola could be aerosolized. It could be particulates in the air, and you could get that infection. And then, you know, 2016, when the whole Ebola breakout started, everyone got really afraid and like, oh, well, you know, it's only if you touch this, it's only if you touch that. But it's a lot worse than that. You know, it's not just Ebola. It's also COVID. You know, COVID was a bad disease. You know, then you also have MERS, SARS, typhoid, tuberculosis. You know, it's all just circulating in and out and everything that's being touched and sneezed on and coughed on. People are nasty, disgusting animals at the end of the day. That's the worst way I could put that, right? You know, people don't think about proper hygiene all the time, especially in third world countries. And their type of hygiene is way different than your hygiene, and their immune system is probably a lot better than our immune system because we're so highly suppressed from vaccinations. And then you also have this weird spike of the vaccination-resistant bugs that are springing about all over. We're having a resurgence of polio. Polio. We are coming, once again, to a threshold in this country when we're going to be met with a whole wide picture of threat environments. There is going to be so many different types of threats out there. I think it's meant to confuse and destabilize the population into then submitting to the government. That's the eventuality. And we did it in 2020. We did. Everybody put on a mask, hand sanitizer every 5 seconds, 6 feet away from people. You know, everybody freaked out. And maybe there was validity to some of it. Most of it wasn't. But now we know that there's a new risk that's out there. And this is something that's not being talked about, and I'll let you take this. All of those who went and got the vaccinations, I'm not going to say anything bad about you. I'm not that person. All right? I believe, because my father took, I think he's on his third, right? And on his third, he immediately had a mild heart attack, and he's 82. Mm. Right? So, you know, and I told my dad, like I've told a lot of other people, it's not really your fault because you're so conditioned to believe the government that they scared you into compliance and then they scared you into vaccination. And then they won't be there to explain to you or your family when you died suddenly. And that's what we saw happen around the world, still happening. The thing that brought this out in my attention more than anything else is when I started seeing soccer players dropping like flies. Mm-hmm. These are probably some of the most in-shape athletes and whiniest athletes in the entire world. They're almost as bad as basketball players. Am I right, Dave? You know,
I'll let that pass.
I'm a rugby guy. It's my fault. But when you have these, you know, supremely in-shape young men and women dropping like flies, and everyone's like, oh, how strange, a 23-year-old guy who can run a 4.3 40 just, you know, died because of a heart attack. So sad. Like, wait, hold on. No, that doesn't happen. Even all the guys who are roided out of their mind over the last 40 years in the NFL weren't doing that. What's going on? And there are members of the elite part of the world who knew it and never said a word about it. Dave, I'll give it to you.
I don't really have anything to add. I mean, that's a very accurate description. I suppose I could go on and say they knew what was going to happen. This was deliberate. And the evidence is so overwhelming. The vaccinations kill more than the people. I will add this, okay, and this is nothing new. Both Mike Adams and I have talked about this repeatedly, and it's this, that when you look at the actuaries of the life insurance companies, every month they're 100,000 over what's expected on the payouts they have to pay, and that's for the death benefits. And what accounts for it? It's not COVID. We know the death rate for COVID. It's like for regular adults, not seniors, not with comorbid conditions, is like 0.00023%. So that's not it at all. The vaccinations are killing people. And that's where I would add, and they know this is happening. The data is clear. You know, they had VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, right? So people that had a bad reaction to the vaccine but survived, VAERS was doing updates. They'd send them something every week, how are your symptoms, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. They don't even do that anymore because they know the word is out. And yet they're still trying to kill us with the vaccines. You cannot go through an hour programming on radio, whether it's a sporting event or a music station, without hearing, get your vaccine. It's the tridemic. It's the flu shot, RSV, and of course, COVID and all its variants. Oh my God, this is just incredible. I heard an ad today saying, get the vaccine. It protects against not only old COVID, but against the Omicron. It's just anything to make a buck, and it's all designed to depopulate the planet.
And while all that's happening, you have celebrities and lawmakers who have been eating a lavish lobster dinner at the White House with Hunter Biden.
Uh-huh. Yep. And, you know, I've done the roster call for these influences. Hunter Biden's China and Ukraine. I documented back in 2014, Hunter Biden and Devin Archer took an unknown set of biological pathogens on Air Force Two. Paul Preston confirmed that all six of the crew are now dead. Surprise, surprise. And I didn't know it was COVID, but I'm sure it was now. And it went to Wuhan, 2014. They saved it for safekeeping. And to show you how, you know, knee deep that these people are in 2016, the Obama administration flew over Ukrainian prosecutors to the United States. I have the flight number. I have the hotels where they conducted the seminars. People from almost every federal agency gave lessons to Ukrainian prosecutors that were going after Burisma and Rosemont Seneca. And they said, this is how you prosecute without ensnaring American politicians or their families. There you go. And so when you look at the Mitch McConnells and the Kevin McCarthys and the Joe Bidens and the Hunter Bidens, these are the people that are compromised. Romney from Utah, he is. Paul Pelosi Jr., he was involved with this stuff. And it's just one big corruption. And what's amazing, Doug, is we're spending all this money on Ukraine to protect their borders, and we won't protect our southern border where fentanyl has killed over 100,000 Americans. We won't close that border, but boy, we got to throw everything we got into Ukraine. And now our military defense is weakened as a result. We have ammunition shortages, missile shortages, Biden selling off our reserve oil. We have that shortage. I mean, this is Debbie Downer programming, but we need to recognize where we're at. I'll tell you a quick story here real quick, and I'll throw it back to you for a conclusion. I'm coaching a game in high school. This time it was against an amazing team. They were very, very good. And we were pretty good, too. We made the Final Four, but at this time no one saw us as a Final Four team. We're down by 22 points in midway through the third quarter, and we won the game in regulation. Right now America is on that level. We're behind by 22 points. But we can come back. But I would say the coming back can be part political, as I said earlier in this program, and the things I said I'm going to do. But the way that we really come back, our supercharged weapon, is the power of Jesus Christ. And we need to get on bended knee, ask for forgiveness, and ask for God's wisdom and the Holy Spirit to come deliver that wisdom and correct these evils. And if we would submit to Him in this country, He would remove His judgment, and we would have a different future. We got about a minute left, Doug.
Well, I guess this is my answer for you on that. I'll be the pessimist here. California robbery suspect killed store clerk and is not being charged with murder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're letting pedophiles out of prison there, too. So, yeah, I hear you. But listen, That doesn't mean that we cannot lead the way and encourage people to come to Jesus, because that's where the ultimate power is. These people are run by the spirit of Satan. That's why they're doing things that even harm future generations of their children and grandchildren. So, you know, as Jesus said on the cross, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." That applies to a lot of our government leaders today. You know, they know not what they do. They're inhabited with an evil spirit, and we need to come at them in spiritual warfare. Doug, very quickly, you got 20 seconds to tell people how to get a hold of you on following you and your excellent exploits in the media.
Oh, that's very funny. Well, the American Vindictus Show is on gsradio.net. You can go through the AmericanVindictusShow.com and see all the other podcast venues that we're on, or also on YouTube and Rumble and Heroes Nation, and also TheCommonSenseShow.com and .TV. Please sign up for that subscription and watch some of these interviews that we do and all the guests that Dave has on. Thank you very much for watching, and please share and spread the word.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. Folks, you're going to hear me. I'm a missionary for Christ, but also I'm an advocate for strong political action. God helps those who help themselves. It is time that we step up and do our share. Thank you for joining us here. God bless all of you. And as Doug mentioned, make sure you sign up for the CommonSenseShow.tv, where we have a panel of experts helping people navigate their decision-making. Doug, thanks again. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back here again next time.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord." End of transmission.